ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Ben Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Daf Tes. As a hakdama to the sugya of Ger Toshav, let's be makdim with the words of the Ritva over here. Zok the Ritva, Gimel L'shoynes Nemru B'Kusim. The Berachas Avram is Magia rather than Kusim, it should say Akum. There's Gimel L'shoynes that we find about Goyim. We find Ger Toshav uben Noach ve'akum. Ger Toshav hu shekibel bebezdin shal Yisrael l'kayim sheva mitzvah shen stavu b'nei Noach k'di isa b'aveda salilim, like it says in Aveda Zara, samech dalet amid beis. V'kozeh mutter lehisyashev b'ineinu v'lozeh nikra Toshav. V'kivon shekiblon bebezdin hu nikra b'sheva mitzvah elu mitzuva v'oysa. V'chiha anu mitzuvin l'achayosai k'dechsiv the magia brings the pasuk v'chiyamuch achicha umata yaday imach v'chazakta boy ger v'soisha v'chay imach v'ein tzarech loymar shasar lanu ligrem l'ishom k'tala v'kolshkein l'hiridai l'bar. Zok the Ritva, there are three l'shoynes that we find when it comes to goyim: ger toshav, ben noach, and akum. A Ger Toshav is someone that was mekabel in a bezdin of Yisrael to fulfill the Sheva Mitzvah and Stavu B'nei Noach. Once he does that, he's allowed to live amongst us, and that's why he's called a Ger Toshav. He's allowed to be a Toshav. He's allowed to live with us in Eretz Yisrael. Once he accepts them in bezdin, then he's considered in these seven mitzvahs a mitzvah v'oisa. Like the Ritva is going to tell us, based on the Gemara in Baba Kama, Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, that a regular Ben Noach that was not Mekabel officially in Bezdin, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, even though he fulfills the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, he only gets char like an Einoi Mitzvah V'Oisa. Hashem stripped the Goyim from their char like a Mitzvah V'Oisa, although it's Osir for them to be over on any of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But we learn that from the pasuk Omad Vayemoided Eretz Ro Vayater Goyim Ma Ro Sheva Mitzvah Shekiblu Alem B'nei Noach V'Leikimum Omad V'Hitiron Lahem. Hashem was matir the Sheva Mitzvahs for them, and the Gemara in Baba Kamala Meches asks, "Is Skurei Isker? Im Kein Motzinu Chaytei Niskar?" So that means they gained on the deal. If Hashem was matir it for them, so because they were chaytei, so now they gained that. Now they don't have those mitzvahs. Omar mar brei deravna loymar shafilu mekaimin oisan ein mekablim aleyan schar. It means that even if they fulfill the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, they don't get schar. Of course, it's osur for them to be over on any of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. It's still osur. But if they do fulfill them, they don't get schar like a mitzvah v'oisa. They only get schar like a einoi mitzvah v'oisa. Says the Ritva, but a ger toshav that was mekabel on himself in a bezdin shal Yisrael to fulfill the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, now he's called in these sheva mitzvahs a mitzvah v'oisa. And not only that, we're mitzvah to keep him alive. Like the pasuk says, like the Magia brings the pasuk, v'chiyamuch achichu mata yada imach v'chazakta boy ger v'soysho v'chai imach. There's a mitzvah l'achayosai to see to it that he has parnasa, and of course you can't cause him misa, you can't be married him lebar. That's the first level. That's ger toshav. The second level, says the Ritva, ben noyach, is someone that was not mekabel the sheva mitzvahs in Bezdin, but we know about him that he fulfills them on his own. So then, says the Ritva, he is considered like a einoi mitzvah v'oisa. He gets char like a einoi mitzvah v'oisa in the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. We don't have a mitzvah l'achayosai, but we cannot be meirid him b'yodayim in a bar, and we can't cause him any katala, since soif he does the mitzvahs, even though he's einoi mitzvah v'oisa, but he gets a little bit of schar. The Aruch Laner asked that, what do you mean if a ben noach is considered an einoi mitzvah v'oisa, so how could the Gemara say in Avodah Zarah that you're not allowed to be moishit an eivor min achai to a ben noach because of lifnei eivor le'sitei michshol? Aye, he's einoi mitzvah. Why? And why is it called a michshol, since he doesn't have to fulfill it anymore? But says the Magia on the Ritva, that it's not a kasha because avada ben noach is mechuyev to be mekayim the sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. Like the Gemara asked in Baba Kama Lamed Ches, iskurei isker and kein matzinu chaytei niskar. If you're going to say that they itaka became mutter for them, so then they gained on the deal. The Gemara comes out, no. Ein mekabel maleim schar ki mitzvah v'aisa ela kamishayne mitzvah v'aisa. So the Gemara is saying that avada, even after Hashem was matarit for them, it just means le'inyin that they don't get schar like a mitzvah v'aisa. But avada, it's still osir for them, and that's why there's lifne'ivr le'sitin mikshel. So that's Madrego Beis, Ben Noach. And then the third level is a Stam Akum that's not Zohir to be Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvahs. So then it's Mutter Lahiridai Libar, says the Ritva, B'makim Deleko Eva, where there's no problem of Eva, you're allowed to be married him Libar. Oiligrim Lahariga, Kalhecha Denokitshim Ilo Kedisa Bavayda Salilim, or to cause him death, where there's some rationale, like the Gemara says in Avayda Zorach of Beis Amid Beis, Ukid Parishna Hasam, So we have three madregas. We have a ger toishav that was mekabel in a bezin shal yisrael the shava mitzvahs b'nei noach. He's then allowed to live amongst us. We have a mitzvah l'achayosai. We have a ben noach that on his own keeps the shava mitzvahs but was never officially mekabel to do them in a bezin shal yisrael. So there's no mitzvah l'achayosai. But we're also not allowed to be murdered him, be yodayim, and not cause him any death, since saif he does the mitzvahs. Even though he's not mitzvah v'aisa, he gets a little bit of schar. And then we have a stam akum that's not careful to be mekayim the sheva mitzvahs, that by him it's mutter lahiridai lebar, where there's no problem of eva, or to cause him hariga, where there is some rationale, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Chavav Amid Beis. Now, what exactly happens with this Kabbalah that the Ger Toishav is mekabel on himself in a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? What was Nitoisav exactly through doing that? He had to do the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach anyway. In Chidushei Marim Riz Halevi, in the last Michtav at the end of the Sefer, he brings this question and he explains Al Pi the Rambam in Perek Tes Mehilchas Malachim Halacha Yud, that says, Moshe Rabbeinu lehinchal haTorah vaHamitzvos ela liYisrael, shenemar mayrosha kilas Yaakov, ulechol horoitza lehisgayer mishar haUmais, shenemar kochem kager. Avo mishaloi rotza ein kaifen oisai lekabel Torah uMitzvos. Someone that doesn't want, a guy that doesn't want, we don't force him to be mekabel the Torah and Mitzvos. V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mipi haGvura lochuf es kol boi haOlam lekabel Mitzvos and stavu b'nei Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to force anyone that comes into the world, all goyim, lekabel mitzvah shenstavu b'nei noyach, v'chol mishalo yekabel yehoreg. Anyone that doesn't accept it, yehoreg should be killed. V'hamekabel oisam hu hanikra ger toisha v'chol makayim, v'tzarech lekabel olav b'fnei shloisha chaverim. Says the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, Kol ha-mekabel sheva mitzvahs v'nizhar la'asoyson, harei zeh mechasidei umay so'ilam v'yesh lechelik lo'ilam abo. V'hu sheyekabel oyson v'yase oyson, mepnei shetziva behen ha-kodesh baruch hu ba-toyra, v'hoidiyonu alidei Moshe Rabbeinu shebnei noyach mikoydem nitztavu bohen. Avol imason mepnei hechra hadas, if he just did it because he understands on his own that this makes sense to do, ein zeh ger toysha v'einoy mechasidei he's not from the Chassidei Umay Sa'ilam, he's from the Chachmei Umay Sa'ilam. Chassidei Umay Sa'ilam is only if he does it by being mekabel in front of Shloisha Chaverim that he's going to do the Shava Mitzvahs and do them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded these things to be done in the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Briskerov says that in the Rambam is Mavur that once the Torah was given, now the Goyim, the Bnei Noach, have to be Mekabel officially in front of Shloisha Chaverim that they are going to do the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So it's not enough just that they do it on their own. They have to be Mekabel and A second thing, they have to be mekabel to do it because this is what Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. If they're just doing it because this is what Adam HaRishon was told and Noach, that's not good enough. They have to do it because this is what Hashem told Moshe in the Torah, that the Bnei Noach have to fulfill these mitzvahs. Zokta Briskarov, these are all from the Dvarim, Shenitzchachu, Mishas Matan Torah ve'eloch al ha'umay sa'ilam ba'atzmam. And he brings the Ritva by us, and he says that if a Ben Noach just does it on his own, he gets char like eina mitzvah v'aisa. But by being mekabel, now they become a mitzvah v'aisa. So he says this, that they need a kabbalah on the sheva mitzvah and nistabu alein, is from the dinim that were nischachu b'shas matan Torah. It's nichlal in this that the Gemara Baba Kama Lamed Ches says, ro v'yater goyim, omad v'yitirol nohem she'yichoshvu keina mitzvah v'aisim, and that's why they need a kabbalah. Without a kabbalah, they're not going to be get schalik a mitzvah v'aisa. Only with an official kabbalah in a bezdin shal Yisrael, then now they're considered a mitzvah v'aisa. So although the Bnei Noach had to fulfill the sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach all along, already from the times of Adam and Noach, but since the Gemara Baba Kama Lamed Ches says, Ro vayater goyim, Hashem saw that they weren't fulfilling the mitzvahs, so Hashem took away their schar like a mitzvah v'aisa. Now they're considered like a enoi mitzvah v'aisa. So b'shas matan Torah, it was nischadesh this din that now for goyim to be considered like a mitzvah v'aisa, they're going to have to be mekabel in a bezdin shal Yisrael to do it, and be mekabel to do it because this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was taught mipiagvura in the Torah. And not just that they're doing it because this is what they did mikidmas dona from the times of Adam and Noach. Says the Briskerov that al yedei this Kabbalah, we find that there are many halachas that the Ger Toshav has, besides for the fact that he's allowed to live among us. First of all, we have the din of our sugyo that a Ger Toshav, goyil al yedei Ger Toshav, which we don't have by a Stam Ben Noach or by an Akum. We have the din of the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Mehilchas Yisurei Bia, Halacha Hey, that Haba al Bas Ger Toshav Einak Hanoin Poigim Boi. Avol Makinoisei Makras Mardus. By a Boyal Aramis, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalid that Kanoin Poigim Boi. But a Baal Basker Toshav, there's no din of Kanoim Pagim Bay. Also, there's a mitzvah lachayosai by a Ger Toshav or mitzvah to see to it that he has a means of livelihood. We have to see to where he have to be mefarnis him. Aber zakt de briskerov, a chiddish, that Va'omnam kein dim yachshar mikabolosoi bevada yiyadinoi kebenoyach ta'alma. De begufoi loy nischadesh dovar rak ha'koil b'shvil kabolosoi. Avol kol zman shu oimid b'kabolosoi harei ha'toira nosno loy dinim v'chilko b'noyu b'n benoyach stoma. Zogt the Briskerov, a chiddish, that this is only kol zman that he's oimid b'kabolosoi. But if he's chayzer from his Kabbalah, then avada he goes back to being like a regular Ben Noach. Nothing was nischadish in his guf. It all has to do with his Kabbalah. So calls man that he's oimed b'Kabbalah say, he has a din of eger toshav. If he's chayzer from his Kabbalah, he goes back to being a Ben Noach. However, there are other achronim that say that no, Ger Toshav is a Gerus Hazah. It's Taka a Gerus. There's a Mikzas Gerus going on. They have a Mikar from Rabbeinu Gershom and Krisus, Daftesam and Aleph, that says that a Ger Toshav is a Mikzas Gerus. And Rav Gusman in Bab Metzia in Shir Yud Beis, Ois Yud Yud Aleph is Mayrich about this Yisoid, that a Ger Toshav is Taka a Gerus. And he brings a Rashba and Teres Habayis and Bayis Chamishi and Shar HaRavi that says that we have Gershon is Geir Kekotin Shenoyla Domi by a Ger Toshav. We know that a Ger Tzedek is Ger Sheneskar Kekotin Shenoyla Domi. It's as if he was just born. By a Ger Toshav, you have that as well. What would the Nafkamina be? The Toshav Shishonim says in Yevamis Memchesim at Beis, Ger Sheneskar Kekotin Shenoyla Domi Ve'enoy Nenash Al Asher Osa B'Giyusai. He wouldn't get punished for things that he did B'Giyusai. If a person becomes a Ger Toshav, according to the Rashba, he's gotten shenaylad. He won't get punished now for what things that he did be giyusai. It's taka mikzas geirus. There's something that's chal over here. The Birchas Avram over here says that the chayra from the Chazanish, you also have a raya that he learned like that. Because the Chazanish in Baba Kama, Simen Yud, Ois Tesvav, says that the bona of haktanim of a ger toishav nirash adinon ki ger toishav v'chayav in lachayosan, that the children of a ger toishav have a din like a ger toishav and yirch mechuyiv lachayosan. Says the Birchas Avraham l'chayrim the feed the brisker of the din of a ger toishav should not have any effect on his children. Someone that's born from a ger toishav should have a din like a regular ben noyach as long as the children didn't grow up and make their own Kabbalah. Since nothing was nishtana in the etzem guf of the ger toishav, it's only avivait he has his Kabbalah, so he has a din of a ger toishav. Once he's chayzer from his Kabbalah, then he goes back to being a ben noyach. So nothing really was nishtana in his guf. So the chayra, his children, should not have a din of a ger toishav. If they make their own Kabbalah, good, so then they have a din of a ger toishav. If they didn't make their own Kabbalah, they're a ben noyach. If there's a miktas geirus going on, so something, there was taka hishtanus in the guf of the ger toishav, there he underwent a miktas geirus, this Kabbalah shafts a miktas geirus begufai, so then any child that's born from him now has a din of a ger toishav. But if nothing was nishtana, and that's a guf of the ger toishav, it's only because he's oimed b'kabbalah, so he has this din. As soon as he'll be chayzer, he loses that din. So it shouldn't go over to his children. Says the Birchas Avraham that l'chayra from the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perakun Beis Halacha Hey, we have a raya to the tzad of the Chazanish, because the Rambam said, which we mentioned earlier, v'habo al bas ger toishav ein akanoin paygim bay. Someone that lives with the daughter of a ger toishav ein akanoin paygim bay. Why not? She's a basker toishav. But why does that give her a din of a ger toishav? It's mashma that because her father's a ger toishav, she has a din of a ger toishav. He says you could be matcha that according to the Briskerov, it means a bas who is a ger toishav, meaning she herself made her own Kabbalah. So she's a bas that has a din ger toishav, not a bas of a ger toishav. But Avada, the pashtus of the Lashon HaRambam, is l'chayra mashma, like the tzad of the Chazanish, not like the Briskerov. Of course, if you say that there's a miktas geirus going on over here, then the din of the Briskerov, that Chazara helps, obviously won't apply. You can't be chayzer from a miktas geirus if he's not fulfilling the Sheva Mitzvahs. Okay, so there's dinim, that he's chayiv misa for not fulfilling the Sheva Mitzvahs, but it won't Chaper, it won't affect the Etzem Geirus that was already Chal. The Geirus that took effect is not going to change just because he was Chayzer. May Inyan le'inyan ba'isai Inyan. Now let's go to the Guf HaSugya. The Mishnah said, HaKoyl Goylin al Yidei Yisrael v'Yisrael Goylin al Yidei and Chutz mi Ger Toishav. Rashi says on the Gemara, Chutz mi Ger Toishav u'mashma demitarvayu m'mayitlei. The Gemara thinks that we are being memayna ger toishav from both things. Deloy hu goyil al yedei harigosa yalon nerag, that he doesn't go to galus through killing al Yisrael, rather he gets killed for that. V'lo Yisrael goyil alav, nor does the Yisrael go to galus for killing a ger toishav. Says the Gemara, Alma, so we see ger toishav ayvid keichavim hu. So we see that a ger toishav is ayvid keichavim. You see that he's considered a goy. Pashtis, as I was mavur in Taisis, that the raya is from both halves. From the fact that if he kills a Yisrael, he gets killed for that. So you see that he's a goy. And also from the fact that a Yisrael that kills him doesn't go to Galus. You see that he's a guy. Why wouldn't a Yisrael have to go to Galus? If he doesn't have a din of a guy, why wouldn't a Yisrael have to go to Galus for killing him? Why wouldn't a Yisrael need a kapara for killing him? However, from the Ritva is mavur that the whole kash of the Gemara was only from this, that the Yisrael doesn't go to Galus for killing the Ger Toshav. That's where we see that he has a din like a guy. Because if not for the fact that he had a din like a guy, why wouldn't the Yisrael need a kapara for killing the Ger Toshav? But it seems from the Ritva that from the fact that the Ger Toshav is not goyle, al yedei, this that he killed a Yisrael, is not a raya that he has a din like a guy. Maybe he's not a guy, but he can't go to Galus for killing a Yisrael. It's like michbar le begalus. It's like sagi le begalus. Fart, a Yisrael is on a higher madrega than him. So, loisagi le begalus. Maybe he even gets killed for that. But that wouldn't be a raya that he has a din like a guy. But from the fact that the Yisrael doesn't need any kapara for killing him, that's where you see that he has a din like a guy. Says the Gemara, Eima Seifa, Ger Toshav, Goy Lali De Ger Toshav. You see that a Ger Toshav does go to Galus through killing another Ger Toshav. So you see that he doesn't have a din like a guy, because when a guy kills another guy, he doesn't go to Galus. Omer Av Kahana, like Kasha, Kan Be Ger Toshav, Shaharag Ger Toshav. Kan Be Ger Toshav, Shaharag Yisrael. Over here, in the Seifa, we're talking about a Ger Toshav that killed a Ger Toshav. In the Reisha, we're talking about a Ger Toshav that killed a Yisrael. So, the question is, what exactly is Rav Kahana being Mechadish in his Teretz? We knew in the Kasha that the Reisha was talking about a Ger Toshav that killed a Yisrael, and the Seifa is talking about a Ger Toshav that killed a Ger Toshav. And still we had a Kasha, that if you see that a Ger Toshav that kills the Yisrael gets killed for that. So you see you're treating him like a guy. If a Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, he doesn't go to Galus. So you see he doesn't need a kapar. You're treating him like a guy. And then you say a Ger Toshav that kills another Ger Toshav does go to Galus. So what exactly was Rav Kahana Mechadish in the Teretz? So the Ritva brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi that you're right, nothing was Nischadish in the Teretz. But Rav Kahana mashmalei de lav pircha he klal de hol le domu klal. Rav Kahana is saying, I'm not asking to the kasha. It's nishkein kasha. Although a ger toshav lu'u masa Yisrael has a din that if he kills the Yisrael, he gets killed for that. If the Yisrael kills him, he doesn't have to go to galus. That doesn't mean that he's a goy gomor. It means lu'u masa Yisrael, yes, if he kills the Yisrael for that avla, he gets killed. If the Yisrael kills him, it's not so bad that he should have to go to Galus. But that doesn't mean you're treating him like a guy completely. He's not a guy. He's a step up. He's even better than a Ben Noach. But he's still not someone that warrants a chi of Galus for a Yisrael killing him. But a Ger Toshav that kills another Ger Toshav, yes, he goes to Galus. He's not a regular guy. He was mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He's even above a Ben Noach. And therefore, he has the right to go to Galus for killing another Ger Toshav. However, says the Ritva, v'hanochayim be'inai shitas Rashi zal, that the dafke nokat Rav Kahana demasnisen diktoni chutzman ha-Ger Toshav lava tarvayu dine dereshokoi. That this that it says, chutzmi Ger Toshav, is not going back on both dinam of the resha. Elo be-Ger Toshav shehorag es Yisrael dafke. It's Ochutzmi Ger Toshav is only going back on a case of a Ger Toshav that kills a Yisrael. That over there he doesn't have a Kapara Begalus and maybe he even gets killed. The Ritva is Mesupik. If the Ger Toshav that kills a Yisrael, does he get killed for that? Or does he just not go to Galus? Aval Yisrael shahara ger toshav vaday goyle ki yesh b'shigegas harigosei kapora al yidei galus shekivan shanu asurin lahargoi b'meizid u'mitzuvin lachayosei. Since we're not allowed to kill him b'meizid, we're mitzuvah to keep him alive. So if a Yisrael kills the Ger Toshav, he does go to Golos. I in the Sefer, it only says Ger Toshav, Goyel Alidei Ger Toshav. That's because it wants to tell you a Chiddush, that even a Ger Toshav that kills another Ger Toshav needs a Kapara. And Kol Shkein, a Yisrael, that is Muzer Olav L'Chayosai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to get a Kapara. And he says that's Meduyik in the Lashon HaGemara. That's what Rav Kahana is saying. Like Kasha, Kan Beger Toshav, Shaharag Ger Toshav, Kan Beger Toshav, Shaharag Yisrael. The Reisha's only talking about a Ger Toshav, Shaharag Yisrael, not like you thought. You thought that the Reisha was talking about Saif, a Ger Toshav, killed the Yisrael. And Saif, a Yisrael, killed the Ger Toshav. No, Kan Beger Toshav, Shaharag Yisrael. Chutzmi Ger Toshav is only going on a Ger Toshav that killed the Yisrael. Like the Ritva explained in the Kasha that the Gemara's question was only from this, that if a Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, you see that he doesn't have to go to Golos. Why not? Why doesn't he need a Kapara? Must be he's a guy. Says Rav Kahana in the Teretz, no. Chutz mi Ger Toshav is not going back on both Dinim. It's only going on where a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael. A Ger Toshav killed a Yisrael. So then he has no right to go to Golos. It's so bad that he doesn't get a Kapara be Golos, and maybe he even gets killed for that. The Ritva is Mesupik. But if a Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, Avada, he goes to Golos. So we have a Machloikis Rishonim over here, according to Rav Kahana's Teretz. The Ramah holds that a Yisrael that kills a Ger Toshav does not go to Golos, and L'chaira, that seems to be what Tosus holds also in Dibra Maschal Alma. However, the Shita of Rashi and the Ritva is that a Yisrael does go to Golos through killing a Ger Toshav. The Rambam in Parak Hei, Mehilchus Reitzeach, Ushmiras Nefesh, Halacha Gimel, says Yisrael Shaharak Bishgoga Soeved, Oyes Ger Toshav Goyle, and the Ravid argues and says that no, a Yisrael does not go to Golos for killing a Ger Toshav. The Kesef Mishnah says he doesn't understand how could the Rambam say that a Yisrael that kills a Ger Toshav goes to Golos. The Mishnah says not like that, because the Mishnah says HaKoil Goylin Al Yidei Yisrael V'Yisrael Goylin Al Yidei and Chutz Me Al Yidei Ger Toshav. The Kesef Mishnah's Girsan, the Mishnah was Chutz Me Al Yidei Ger Toshav, which means Chutz, that the Yisrael doesn't go to Golos Al Yidei killing the Ger Toshav. So therefore he is meichik from the Rambam the words Oyes Ger Toshav. But now that we have the Ritva that's telling us in Shitas Rashi that Lamaskana Yisrael that kills the Ger Toshav does go to Golos, and the Girsa in the Mishnah is Chutz Mi Ger Toshav, not Chutz Me Al Yidei Ger Toshav, and it's only going on that the Ger Toshav doesn't go to Golos for killing a Yisrael. So we can be Mekayim the Girsa, the Rambam, and the Machloikis between the Ramah and Rashi, that is the Machloikis, the Rambam and Ravid. The Shoyal in the Radvaz, in Chelik Hei, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, asks on the Rambam that it comes out interesting halacha, that you can have a case of going to Golos for killing someone b'shoigeg, even though b'meizid, there's no chayiv misa. Yisrael that kills a Ger Toshav b'meizid is not chayiv misa for that. And yet b'shoigeg, he goes to Golos. L'chayra, the chayiv Golos b'shoigeg is bimkaim the chayiv misa b'meizid. If you see that when he killed the Ger Toshav b'meizid, he doesn't need a kapara, he doesn't get misa, so then why b'shoigeg does he go to Golos? On that, the Radvaz answers that you can't learn out from the fact that the Yisrael does not get Misa for killing the Ger Toshav, that the Yisrael doesn't need a Kapara for killing the Ger Toshav. Rather, even though he needs a Kapara, but by Mezid, he has no Efsharus Lehiskaper, because a Yisrael doesn't get killed for killing a Ger Toshav, and he also can't go to Golos since the Ir Miklat is only Kailat the Shaygeg. So Memela, he's stuck without an afsharus to getting a kapara. But when he killed him b'shegeg, where he's able to be miskapar al yidei golus, he is chayev golus. In other words, we see over here a machloikis rishonim, whether it's shayech a chiyuv golus b'shegeg b'makayim that b'meizid, there's no chiyuv misa. the Birchas Avraham wants to be masber that the Ravid and the Ramah Toisvis, they hold that Golus is b'makim Misa Oimedes. That the Golus is tachas the Misa, just like the Achatos is b'shoigeg, is b'makim achiyuv karis. The chiyuv Golus b'shoigeg is tachas the chiyuv Misa b'mezid. So it's not shayach to have a chiyuv Golus b'shoigeg when b'mezid there's no chiyuv Misa. However, the Rambam, Rashi, the Ritva, they hold that no, Golus is mechaper for an ibud nefesh. For an ibud nefesh that requires a kapara, if a person did that b'shegeg, he has to go to Golus. So if he killed a Yisrael, or a Ger Toishav, that were mitzvah l'chayosoy, we're not allowed to kill him. If a person killed him, for that ibud nefesh, he goes to Golus. Even if b'mezid, it does not warrant a chiyuv misa, there still could be a chiyuv Golus for the Shoigeg, for this that he was ma'abed a nefesh, which he was mitzvah l'chayosay. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Tov Yudais Dalit asks on the Rambam from a Sifri in Masay in Pisco Kuf Samach that says that there's only Golus b'Shoigeg if b'mezid there's a chiyuv misa. You have to know what the Rambam, Rashi the Ritva, will do with that Sifri. Another point. What's the halacha when a Ger Toishav kills a Yisrael b'shoigeg? The Rambam in Perek, hey, halacha dalad mehilchus reitzeach says, Ger Toishav shorag es Yisrael b'shgogo, afo pishu shogag hareza nerag. Rashi, definitely in the question of the Gemara, said that, chutz mi Ger Toishav umashma demitarvayu memayit le duloi hu goyla al yidei harigosa yala nerag. But in the teretz of the Gemara, once the Gemara answers loikasha kama ger toishav shara ger toishav kama ger toishav shara Yisrael, Rashi says ger toishav shara ger toishav goyla kidiktoni behedya v'reisha kishahara ges Yisrael einai goyla deloi sagi lei begolos. The Aruch Laner is medayik from the Lashon Rashi that once the Gemara is saying in the Teretz that he doesn't have it then like a regular goy, so if he would kill a Yisrael he would not be nerag, he just would not be goyla. The Ritva is mesupik in this. He's not sure if he just doesn't go to Golus or if he is Nerag. Next inyan, the Gemara says, "Verimini lefikach ger va'ivid keichavim shaharu neharagin ketani ger dum yodavid keichavim ma ivid keichavim leishna dekatal barmine v'leishna dekatal dela barmine nerag afger leishna dekatal barmine v'leishna dekatal dela barmine nerag." Says Rashi, what's this lefikach going on? Says Rashi, it's going on the Sheva Mitzvah Shenestavu B'nei Noach. Dekayim olon azaroson zui misason. We paskin the fact alone that there's azhara, that itself gives them misa. The Torah doesn't have to speak out the misa. That's the fact alone that it's asur, that itself is mechayim them misa. Lefikach. Ger toisha v'yevik echavim shehargu ne'arogin v'afilu b'shoigeg. She'en b'nei Noach tzrichin hasura k'damrinon b'Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Nusaynamid Bey says that Ben Noach Nerag Vidayan Echod Uveid Echod Shaloi Bahasra. That Ben Noach gets killed without Hasra. So Rashi understands that means that a Ben Noach can be killed even if he does it B'Shoigeg. That's included in Nazaroson Zui Misason, that even if they did it B'Shoigeg, they still get killed. However, the Ramban over here argues on Rashi and says that ve'enoy mechuver be'enai she'en hadin noisein la'arei godom b'shegeg b'mitzvah. It's not right. It's enoy bedin that we should kill someone who is a shegeg. And he says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin just says that a ben noyach is nerak be'ed echod b'dayin echod v'sholoi ba'asra. Why didn't it say a bigger chiddush that even b'shegeg he gets killed? It's mashma that a ben noyach does not get killed b'shoigeg, he just gets killed for mezid without hasra. Rav Shmuel is masber, the machloikis, the Ramban and Rashi, that Rashi held that from the fact that the Gemara says he doesn't need hasra, in that itself is nichlal that he gets killed for shoigeg, if he doesn't have hasra. So how do you know that he's a mezid? But the Ramban holds that those two things are not talis ebazet. This that it's Nitna hasra lahavchin ben shegeg lemeze does not mean that without hasra it's a suffic gomer that maybe he's a shegeg. Avad, even without hasra, we could be machzik him as a mezid. If it looks to us like he's a mezid, we could be machzik him as a mezid. Just that it's a gzeres hakosov that was nischadish in the din of hasra that we need a birur miyuchid on the mezid that it should not be, we should not be able to be toilin any sort of shkaga whatsoever. Like the Ktsais is Mazmer in Simen Chav Ches, Sivkot and Ches. The Shver Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Mehilchus Sanhedrin Alacha Beis, that says, Echot Talmud Chacham, Echot Am Haaret, Tzarech Hasra, Shloi Nitna Hasra, Elo Lahavchin Men Shoigeg Lemezid, Shema Shoigeg Hoya. The Rambam says that a Talmud Chacham also needs Hasra, and he gives the reasoning of Loi Nitna Hasra, Elo Lahavchin Men Shoigeg Lemezid. And the Velt asks, the Rambam uses the Lashon HaGemara that Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda says on Vava Midbeis and by us over here on Tesla Midbeis that a Chaver doesn't need Hasra Lefishal Nitna Hasra L'Avchin Mein Shegeg L'Mezid. And the Rambam uses that exact same Lashon and he's using that to explain why a Chaver, a Talmud Chacham, does need Hasra. It's Mamash HaMaisa Lister. Zaktik Tzais over there that the Rambam means that in order to kill someone, it has to be barer, 100% barer, that he's amazed, that we shouldn't be able to be toiling any sort of shkaga. Zaktik Rambam that therefore a chaver needs hasra. Because Leinitna Hasra Lel Havchen Ben Shegeg Lemezid means this Birur Miyuchid, this 100% clarity, that it shouldn't be that the Talmud Chacham should be able to taina that he forgot the halacha. No, we have to tell him Mamish Bishas Maisa that if you do this, you're going to get killed. That's why Zaktik Tzais, we need Hasra Teich Kedei Dibor. Otherwise, the Musra can say, I forgot. What do you mean you forgot? You just heard the Hasra a minute ago. No, it has to be Teich Kedei Dibor. Because we need a Birur Muchlit on the Mezid. What's Nischadish in the Din Hasra is that it has to be 100% Borer that there's a Mezid here. That's by a Yisrael. Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin that a Ben Noach doesn't need Hasra. But, says the Ramban, that doesn't mean that he doesn't have to be a Mezid. It has to be that we see from his mice, it has to look like a mezid. But this birur miyuchid, this birur muchlet, that it has to be 100% clear, that there shouldn't be any room to budge whatsoever, to say that maybe he forgot the hasra, maybe he forgot the din, that halacha you don't have by a ben noach. However, the Ramban says there is one exception where a ben noach does get killed for shoigeg, which is by shvichas damim. If he killed a Yisrael, he does get killed. Because since even a Yisrael that killed b'shoigeg, lo nitna damai shel harag l'mechila, ela goyel v'aymed b'safik migoyel adam, lefikach akum nerag olav la'aylam. Since you see that even by a Yisrael, that his the dam is not, the dam of the harag is not nitna l'mechila, the Goyal Adam can kill him, and he has to be Oymed B'Safik from the Goyal Adam. If he leaves there, Miklat, the Goyal Adam can kill him. So since you see that even by a Yisrael, there is a Pasuch Ba, a possibility of Misa, he could get killed by the Goyal Adam. So therefore, even an Akum gets Nerag for killing a Yisrael B'Shoigei. The Rambam in Hilchis Melachim, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, also passes like the Ramban that Ben Noach Sheshogag Ba'achas Mimitzvoisov Potter Miklum, and yet in Hilchis Reitzeach Perek Hey Halacha Dalit he says Ger Toishav Shaharages Yisrael Bishkaga Afal Pishu Shogag Harezen Nerag Odamud La'ilam. So you see that the Rambam also differentiates between the other ones of the Shabbat Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, that if he did it b'shoigeg, he is potter, but if he killed a Yisrael b'shoigeg, he does get killed, but he says a different hasbara than the Ramban. He says, because of Adamud La'ilam. Now, the Ritva speaks out that our Gemara is mashma like Rashi Shita, because the Gemara over here is coming to ask a stira between this that the Mishnah said that a Ger Toshav goyel al yidei Ger Toshav, if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav b'shege, he goes to Golos. Frek the Gemara, v'ri mini, lefikach ger v'evit keichavim shaharagu ne'eragin, kitani ger dumya d'evit keichavim, ma'evit keichavim, leishna dekot al bar minei, v'leishna dekot al delah bar minei ne'erag, av ger, leishna dekot al bar minei, v'leishna dekot al delah bar minei ne'erag. Frek the Gemara, since it says ger together with evit keichavim, so it sounds like there's a dumya, he's similar to evit keichavim, just like a guy, it makes no difference whether he killed a bar minei, another guy, b'sheigeg, or if he killed Yisrael b'shegeg, he gets killed. So too a Ger Toshav makes a difference if he killed another Ger Toshav, a Bar Minei, or if he killed a Yisrael, he gets killed. And the Gemara is asking this as a stira between this that it says Ger Toshav goel alidei Ger Toshav, and over here it says Ger Toshav doesn't go to Golas alidei Ger Toshav. So obviously we're talking about shegeg, and still it says that a guy that kills another guy b'shegeg gets killed. So that's like Rashi Shita. The Rambam hold that a guy that kills another guy b'shegeg does not get killed. Zokta Aruch Laner a chiddush in pshat that once the Gemara answers Amrav Chisto like Kasha Kan Shaharga Derech Yirida Kan Shaharga Derech Aliyah Derech Yirida the Yisrael Gali Unami Sagile Begalus Derech Aliyah the Yisrael Potter Hu Nerag. And Rabba says, no, it's not Takma Derech Aliyah, but rather it's Takma Oimer Mutter. Zok Derech Laner, we're not only saying this by Ger, but even Oved Kechavim now, the case that Oved Kechavim is Chayiv, whether he kills Bar Minei or Lav Bar Minei, is also only going to be either by Derech Aliyah, according to Rav Chista, or by Oimer Mutter, according to Rabba. And both of these cases, Derech Aliyah, the Ritva is Masber, that Rav Chista holds that Derech Aliyah is Karev Lemezid, and Rabbah holds that Omer Mutter is Karev Lemezid. That's why the Ger Toshav that killed another Ger Toshav either with Derech Aliyah or Omer Mutter is Chayiv. Masha'enkein, this that it said in our Mishnah that a Ger Toshav that killed another Ger Toshav goes to Golus is by Derech Yerida and by Shoigeg. So now the case of Akum is also going to be only by Shoigeg Derech Aliyah according to Rav Chista or Omer Mutter according to Rabba. But Enochanami by a Shoigeg Gamur, even a guy would not get killed anymore. But Oifin that Enochanami in the Kasha of the Gemara, the Rambam and the Ramban agree to Rashi that the Gemara was naming on that a guy does get killed for shoigeg, but in once the Gemara's mechadish in the Teretz that we're talking about Derech Aliyah or Omer Mutter, so now there's a chazara going on, and now a guy does not get killed for a shoigeg; he only gets killed for Karev Lemezid. Derech Aliyah, according to Rav Chista, that's Karev Lemezid, and Omer Mutter is Karev Lemezid. However, you see from Taisus Dibra Maschel Derech Aliyah that he didn't learn like the way the Aruch Laner is saying Bidas the Rambam and the Ramban. Because Taisus asked Derech Aliyah the Yisrael Potter who Nerag Vim Taimar Akati Loi Havi Dumya David Keichavim Tafilu Derech Yerida Nerag. What's the Gemara's answer that Derech Aliyah where Yisrael is Potter he gets killed, but it's still not Dumya David Keichavim, because David Keichavim gets killed even Derech Yerida, even by a regular Shoigeg. V'yesh loymar d'mikol makim hu Dumya David Keichavim that ma David Keichavim leishna bar minei leishna la bar minei v'chulei uvekach avisagi Dumya David Keichavim v'chodam milsa. Taisus says that it's enough to be called a dumya as long as you found one case whereby a ger toshav, there's no difference between if he killed a bar minei, another ger toshav, or a yisrael, he's going to get killed. That's enough to be called dumya. Hagam that a evit kechavim gets killed even derech yirida, even by a regular shegeg. Whereas a ger toshav only gets killed by Derech Aliyah, according to Rav Chistor, by Omer Mutter, according to Rabbah, but that's enough for a dumya, the fact that by both of them, there is a case where Loishna de Katal Barmine, Loishna de Katal de la Barmine. By Akum, it's even by Shoigeg, Derech Yerida, and by Ger Taishav, it's only by either Derech Aliyah or Omer Mutter. But Al Kopanim, we see from Taisis that even Aliba de Emes, an Akum gets killed, even B'Shoigeg Derech Yerida, when he kills Bar Minei or Lab Bar Minei. So you see that an Akum gets killed for killing another Akum B'Shoigeg. Like Rashi Shita, that even Aliba de Emes, Sai when it comes to killing, Sai when it comes to all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, in the din of Azorosan, Zui Misosan is Nichlal, that they don't need Hasron, they get killed even for Shoigeg. And Rashi says this in Sanhedrin as well. There is a Chiddush over here that the Ritva says that this, that included in Azorosan, Zui Misosan is that they get killed even for Shoigeg, according to Rashi. It could be that that's only by a stam, Oved Keichoven, but by a Ben Noach Gomor, Efshir de Zodain Bo'inon. The Ritva told us that there's three Madregas. There's Ger Toshav that was Mekabel on himself, the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, in a Bezdin Shal Yisrael. There's the Ben Noach that's careful to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but he wasn't officially Mekabel it in Bezdin. And then there's a Stam Akum that means someone who does not fulfill the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Zokta Ritva could be that only a Stam Akum, someone that's not Zohir, in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach gets killed even for Shegeg, according to Rashi Shita. But it could be that a Ben Noach Takan needs to be amazed. Next Inyan. We see over here in the Gemara that Rav Chista holds that Loikasha kancha hargay derech Yerida kancha hargay derech Aliyah. Derech Yerida the Yisrael gali ihu nami sagi lebe galus. By derech Yerida where a Yisrael goes to galus, so then a ger toishav that kills another ger toishav also goes to galus. But derech Aliyah the Yisrael potter hu nerag. But by derech Aliyah where a Yisrael's potter he gets killed. Amar le rab of lav kal v'chaymer hu. Uma derech Yerida the Yisrael gali ihu nami sagi lebe galus. Derech Aliyah the Yisrael potter ihu nerag. Says Rabbah, doesn't make sense. By Derech Yerida, where Yisrael goes to Galus, he also gets Galus. By Derech Aliyah, where Yisrael's potter, he gets killed. It's Mevur in Taisus, Dira Maschal Omar Aleh and the Ritva, that the Machlaikis between Rav Chista and Rabbah is in the Yisoid Aptor of Derech Aliyah. Rav Chista holds that Derech Aliyah is potter because it's Kariv Lemezid. And therefore he says that it makes sense that even though by Derech Yerida, when a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, he goes to Golus, but by Derech Aliyah, which is more Chomer, he gets killed for that. On that, Rabbah says, no, Derech Aliyah is going to be more Chomer than Derech Yerida. Avada not. In other words, Rabbah is saying, Derech Aliyah is Potter because it's Kariv La'inus. Says L'Arach Laner, this Gemara was the Rambam's Mekar, that Derech Aliyah is Potter because of Karv Loinus. The Rambam paskins like Rabbah. And in Rabbah it's Mavur that Derech Aliyah is Potter because of Karv Loinus. And the Nafkamina is, like we said in the Shir on Daf Zayin, that something that's Potter because of Karv Lemezid, so then the Reitzeach, his whole life, has to be on guard from the Goyal Adam. If the Goyal Adam kills him, he's Potter. Whereas something that's potter because of Karv La'inus, so then he's potter from Golus, the Goyal Adam is not allowed to kill him. If he does, he gets killed for that. And that was the answer to the Bnei Yeshua's question on Daf Zayin that he asked, why does the Rambam need to give reasons why Derech Aliyah is potter? We learned it now from a pasuk, V'yapol olam v'yama, yisad sheipol derech nefila. And the answer is, said Rav Shmuel, because it's important to know the reason in order to determine whether it's loisagi leba galus or that he's potter from galus, the nafkamino legabe goyal adam. And this is the answer also for the halacha on Tesamid Beis. The Mishnah says, Hasuma einai goyle, divi Rabbi Yehuda, Ramei Reimer goyle. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Hasuma doesn't go to galus. Like the Rambam paskins in Perek Vav, Mehilchus Reitzeach, halacha yudalit. And again, over there, the Rambam gives a reason. V'chein asuma sharag mishgaga kol elu p'turim min agalos b'mtnei shein kreifin la'inus. And the Aruch Laner is bothered. Why does the Rambam have to give a reason? The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Tanu rabbanan b'loy ra'is prat l'suma. We learn that from a pasuk. Why does the Rambam have to give a reason? Zok Rav Shmuel, no. Because it's negeya to know is the p'tur suma because of karev l'mezit or karev la'inus. We have to know whether the Gael Adam is going to be potter if he kills him or not. Next inyan, the Mishnah on Testament Bay says, Hasoine Eino Goyle. Rav Yossi Eimer Hasoine Nerag, Mtein Shu Kemuid. Rav Shimon Eimer Yeshsoine Goyle, Vyeshsoine Shane Goyle. Zaklau, Kol Shehu Yachel Eimer Lodaz Harag Eino Goyle. Mishaloy Lodaz Harag Areze Goyle. If it's something that you're able to say that he did it on purpose, so then he doesn't go to Golos. He doesn't get killed, but he doesn't go to Golos either. Because he's choshud that he taka did it b'mezid, so he doesn't get a kapara b'galus. But it's something that you cannot say that he did on purpose if it's clear that it's shaloi l'das, so then he goes to galus. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Ketzad, Omer, Rav Shimon, Yesh Seine Goyle, V'yesh Seine Sheine Goyle, Nifsak Goyle, Nishmat Eine Goyle. If the rope snapped, so that's an obvious shaygay, then he goes to galus. But if it slipped out of his hand, then he doesn't go to galus. The Hatanya affected Gemara, but we learned in a brayser of Shimon Eimer Leilam Einay Goylat Sheyishmat Machzal Leimi Yadai. He never goes to Golos until the Machzal slipped out of his hand. You don't go to Golos for Nifsak at all. Kasha Nifsak and Nifsak, Kasha Nishmat and Nishmat. So we have a stira between Nifsak and Nishmat and Nishmat. In the first brayser he said Nifsak Goyla. In the second brayser he says no, you never go to Golos unless it's Nishmat. And in the first brayser he said Nishmat Einay Goyla. And in the second brayse, he says, no, you only go to Golos for Nishmat. So Rashi's girsa in the Teretz is like this. Nishmat an Nishmat loy kasha, ha be'oyev ha besoyne. Nifsak an Nifsak loy kasha, ha rebi v'ha rabbanon. Rashi's masmer like this. The stira between Nishmat an Nishmat that the first brayse said, Nishmat einoy goyla, and the second brayse says, the answer is that one is talking about a oyhev, one's talking about a soine. By a soine, that's the first price, a nishmat einoy goyla, because since it slipped out of his hand, that's something that looks like it could have been a mezid. Maybe he's making it look like a shegeg, but since he's a soine, we say that he did it be mezid. So it's einoy goyla. The second price that says that Nishmat goes to Golos. That's by a oyev. By a oyev, we have no chashad on him that he did it on purpose. So, if it looks like a shaygeg, we say it's a shaygeg, and he goes to Golos. Nifsak and nifsak loikasha horebi v'horabonon. Zok Rashi. This that it says that nifsak goyle, even by a soine and kolshkein by a oyev. That's going according to the Rabbanon who said on Zayin Amid Beis that Nishmat HaBarzel Mikata V'Hora goes to Golos. And if the rope snapped, that's similar to Nishmat HaBarzel Mikata because Shenishar HaEged B'Yadai. He's still holding the end of the rope in his hand, just like by Nishmat HaBarzel Mikata, he's still holding the handle. So too, if the rope snaps, that's similar to Nishmat HaBarzel Mikata because he's still holding the rope. V'hodik toni nifsak einay goyle. And the second brisa that says that nifsak never goes to Golos, Rebbe he da'amar nishmat ha'barzel mikata einay goyle v'hu adin l'chevel ha'nifsak at sheyishmat machzol miyadai. You don't go to Golos unless it's the machzol falls out of his hand. Shein nishar biyadai klum, where there's nothing left in his hand whatsoever. Because that's similar to minoetz ha'misbakeya. Just like when he's chopping the wood and the chip of wood goes and flies. He's not holding that, the trunk of the tree whatsoever. The thing that killed is the chip of wood. He's not holding any part of that chayfitz whatsoever. So if the machzo falls out of his hand, that's similar to minoetza mispakeya. This is how Rashi learns the Gemara. Now, let's be misbeining in what's going on over here. Rashi's saying that if the rope snaps, that's like Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatoi because he's still holding the end of the rope in his hand. So that's like holding on to the handle. Masha'enken, if the machzol falls out of his hand completely, that's like Minoetza Mispakea, where there's nothing left in his hand. But according to the way Rabbeinu Chananel explained the svara of why Rebbe argues on the Rabbanon by Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatoi, L'chaira, what Rashi's Hasbara doesn't fit. Because what did Rabbeinu Chananel say? Why does Rebbe argue on the Rabbanon and say Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatoi doesn't go to Golos? Zok Rabbeinu Chananel, because if not for the fact that the blade was loose, it wouldn't have flown off the handle. So Rebbe holds that that's Karev Lemezid. Masha'enkein mino eitzah mispakeya. If a chip of wood went flying, that's a shoygeg. Okay? Why do the Chachomim argue by mino eitzah mispakeya? That's because they hold that mino eitzah mispakeya is like koyach koychoy. That's like an oinus. Since he hit the wood and the wood went flying, that's like a koyach koychoy. Now, if we apply those svaris over here, I don't hear that Nifsak HaChevel should be like Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatoi. In Hilchas Karev LeMezid, Avada Nishmat Machtzolei Miyodoi is more Karev LeMezid than Nifsak HaChevel. Rav Shimon is saying that Nifsak HaChevel is something that's Shaloi Lo Das Horag, that's something that's obviously a Shoigeg. Masha'enkein Nishmat Machzala Miyodai is something that could be touched up as a mezid. So in Hilchas Karev LeMezid, Avada Nishmat Machzala Miyodai is more Karev LeMezid than Nifsak HaChevel. So Rashi's Hasbara doesn't make sense according to Rabbeinu Chananel. What's Rashi saying? That Nifsak HaChevel, that's Dumya to Nishmat HaBarzal Mikatoi. Why? Because in both cases, there's something left in his hand. So according to the Rabbanon, he goes to Golos. But according to Rebbe, there's something left in his hand. So how could he go to Golos? Rashi's making it sound very Gzeiras HaKosov dick, that if you need Nishmat HaBarzel Mikato, you need something left in your hand. So Nifsak HaChevel, there's something left in your hand. But Rabbeinu Chananel touched it up with a lumdis that Nishmat HaBarzel Mikato, according to Rebbe, is Karev LeMezid. So over there, it's Karev LeMezid, because it must be that the blade was loose. But Nifsak HaChevel, that's not Karev LeMezid, the rope snapped. Hokamon, that Rav Shimon is saying, that's something that's Shaloi Lo Das Harag, that's something that's an obvious Shoigeg. And if you're going to argue and you're going to say, oh, if the rope snapped, it must be that the rope was already getting threadbare, it was already getting very thinned out, then Nishmat Machzalei Miyodai is certainly a svara to say that that's Karev LeMezid. And the Pashtus of Rashi is Mashma, that according to the Rabbanon who hold that Minoetza Mispakeya is Potter, so Hu Adin, Nishmat Machzalei Miyodai is going to be Potter, because that's similar to Minoetza Mispakeya, where there's nothing left in his hand. According to Rabbeinu Chananel's svara, Minoetza Mispakeya is Potter, because that's like Koyach Koychai. But Nishmat Machzalei Miyodai is not Koyach Koychai. So, L'chaira, from Rashi, we see that Rashi's learning differently than Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi's learning it very Gzeres HaKosovdik. That each man d'Omar learns the Pasuk his way, and if you learn the Pasuk means Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatoi, then the Torah is saying, this is the case that you're Chayiv. But Minoetza Mispakeya, where there's nothing left in his hand, you're not Chayiv. And if you learn the Pasuk by Minoetza Mispakeya, then the Torah is saying, you're only Chayiv when there's nothing left in your hand. But Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatoi is going to be Potter. It's Tzarech Bir. If there's no svaris involved, some mehecha tesi, that we should say that just because the Torah spoke about one case, that you're not chayav also in the other case. Rabbeinu Chananel is teaching it up with a svara, but Rashi sounds very gzer sakosovdik, it's tzarech bir. But al kolpanim, it's very geshmak why Rabbeinu Chananel, l'shitasai, over here in our sugya, taka, learns the Gemara differently than Rashi. L'shitasai, it's very geshmak. He says, he has taka the other girsa the Rashi doesn't like. That the Gemara asks a stira between nishmat and nishmat. On that the Gemara answers, Laikasha hadetani nishmat einoi goyle kerebi. Detani nishmat habarzal mikatoi v'horag rebi oimer einoi goyle. The one that says that nishmat doesn't go to Golos, that's like Rebbe that says nishmat habarzal mikatoi doesn't go to Golos. That's very geschmack with the Rabbeinu Chananel Svara. That Nishmat doesn't go to Galus, because Nishmat Abarzal Mikatei Rebbe holds doesn't go to Galus. Why? Because that's Karev Lemezid. So Nishmat is Karev Lemezid. The Chachamim that hold Nishmat Abarzal Mikatei does go to Galus, they hold Nishmat does go to Galus. What Rabbeinu Chananel is going to do with Rashi's question, that's Akasha. That Rashi says that if you tell me that Nishmat ain't a Goyle because this is Rebbe Shita, Nishmat Abarz Mikate doesn't go to Golos, then it has nothing to do with the fact that he's a Sainai. That's a Tzarechin on Rabbeinu Chananel, but Al Kolpanim, it's very geschmack why Rabbeinu Chananel was forced to learn his way, because if it's Taka a Svara, then you can't learn like Rashi's Mahalach. Next Inyan, the Gemara at the bottom of Testament Bay says, V'shilashta sheyuhu meshulashin, sheyehe midorim lechevrin kemichevrin leshchem, umechevrin leshchem kemishchem likadesh, umishchem likadesh kemikadesh litzofein. Says Rashi, K'loi marshem ischalekes haretz chalakais, rochba shal Eretz Yisrael arbas revoim. Rashi says we divide the width of Eretz Yisrael into four quarters. So the Mizrahi in Devarim Yotes Gimel asks, if so, it should have said V'ribata. Not Vishilashto, you're dividing it into four quarters. So I was thinking the pshat is that when you divide something into four quarters, you're dividing it three times. First you divide the whole thing into half, and then you divide each half once more, and that's how you have four quarters. So that's Vishilashto. You should make three divisions. By making those three divisions, you have four chalokim. Next inyan, the Gemara asks, Be'ibra hayardin tlas be'eretz Yisrael tlas? Why do we have three on Eber HaYardim, which is only for 2.5 Shvatim, and in Eretz Yisrael, three? Omer Abaye, beGilad Shchichi Reitzchim, that's because in Gilad, there are Reitzchim that are Shchiach, and Gilad was in Eber HaYardim. Taisus and the Rishonim ask a famous Kasha, what does that have to do with Arei Miklot? Arei Miklot are for Shoigeg, not for Mezid. So in Gilad, it's Shchichi Reitzchim. What does that have to do with needing so many Arei Miklot? Tosfos answers based on the Gemara on Yudam Beis that how does a Ritzicha B'Shege come about? Says the Gemara on this, V'asher Leitzadu V'alekim Ino Liyadu V'amea Kosev V'daber B'Shnei B'nei Adam Shehargu Es HaNefesh Echad Harag B'Shege V'Echad Harag B'Mezid L'Zeh Ein Edim V'L'Zeh Ein Edim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin on the Pundek Echad Zeh Shaharag B'Mezid Yoshev Tachas HaSulam V'Zeh Shaharag B'Shegeg Yoyred B'Sulam V'Nafal Olav V'Hargoy Zeh Shaharag B'Mezid Nerag V'Zeh Shaharag B'Shegeg Goyle. Says the Gemara, how does a Shegeg come about? It's one person killed B'Mezid without Edim, one person killed B'Shegeg without Edim. So Hashem brings them to one Pundek. The one that killed B'mezid is at the bottom of the ladder. The one that killed B'shegeg is on top of the ladder. He's coming down the ladder, falls on him and kills him. So the one that killed B'mezid got killed. The one that killed B'shegeg goes to Golos. Says Taisvis, so since in Gilad was Shchichi Reitzchim, and many times they killed without Edim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Shegegin from many other places to Gilad, so that and was mazman them to come to the same place as those Mezidin, so that they should kill those Mezidin. So in Gilad is a place where many Shoigigin happened in order to kill those Mezidin, so they needed so many Arei Miklot. The Ramban says a different teretz, that Ikolameima Ramoyin Hoyu, you can say that they were tricksters, and they made themselves look like Shoigigin. Therefore, they were marbe for them Arei Miklot in order that it should be Kailit all of them, because we don't know who exactly was a Shegeg and who exactly was a Mezid. The Marsha says a different answer, that Rab Yossi Bar Yehuda says in the Mishnah that Patchilo Echot Shegeg Vechot Mezid Makdim and Lore Miklot. That the din is that Saya Shegeg, Saya Mezid, the original din is that they go to the Arei Miklot and then Bezdin sends and brings them from there. So since the din is that even a Mezid has to go to an Ir Miklot, so since in Gilad Shchichi Reitzchim, they need so many Arei Miklot. Another answer given by the Gur Aryeh in Bamidbar Lamed Hei Tes Zayin is that through the fact that there were so many Mezidim in Gilad, so that was Mashpia on the Sviva, and the Inyan of Ritzicha became Kala Beineim, even the good people in Gilad were Mushba, and the Indian of Ritzicha became Kala Beinayim, and that's how it came about that people were negligent. They were shoygigin in the Indian of Ritzicha. That's the Koyach of Hashpa. The Havas Yehoinesen from Rav Yehoinesen Eibschitz says in the Aftaira to Chukas, based on the Zoyar, that how does a person come to an Avera B'Shoigeg through this, that he was over on an Avera B'Mezid, that causes him to come Lidei an Avera B'Shoigeg. That's how they teach the Pasuk, Shuvah Yisrael and Hashem Alekecho, ki choshalto b'aveinecho. Aveinecho, avein is Mezid, choshalto is Shoigeg. So what is it? Is it Mezid or Shoigeg? The answer is, ki choshalto b'aveinecho. You stumbled v'Shoigeg b'aveinecho through doing an Avera B'Mezid. Memela zokta havas yehoinesin, that through the fact that in Gilad Shchichi Reitzchim they did Ritzicha b'mezid, that caused them to be nichshal in killing b'shoigeg as well, and therefore in Gilad, in Evra Yarden, they needed more Arei Miklat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekhaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.